Tucked away on the backside of Southern Oregon University's Ashland campus is a modest 1950s-era warehouse. Puffs of cloud-white steam emerge from its smokestack, the result of burning natural gas to produce heat for the campus. Many large universities in the U.S. produce at least some of their own energy. It's just cheaper. But when boilers age and fail, people like SOU facilities manager Drew Gilliland have a choice to make.
Like an old car, you can keep making repairs as long as you can, but they're not very efficient.
At this point, Gilliland says it makes more sense to replace and maybe change things up a bit. The idea? Build a new facility to make steam heat and electricity and do it without burning fossil fuels. Their answer is biomass.
That's a dirty little secret about natural gas is, hey, when it's cheap, these large producers of electricity will switch to that for their fuel. And then, of course, as it gets higher, then they'll go back to coal. So we'll never really have really cheap gas. And so that's why, as we look at our fuel costs, we want to look at something that's a little more reliable and local.
SOU studied several options and decided burning woody biomass sourced within 50 miles of campus would be cheaper than natural gas. An added bonus is that, if done right, biomass can be a low-carbon energy source. Debbie Hamill is a senior resource specialist at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
There's good biomass and there's bad biomass from a carbon emissions perspective, and it's really critical to distinguish between the two.
Hamill says logging whole trees specifically to burn results in more carbon emissions in the shorter term. But using slash, the leftovers from logging operations that would decay quickly or be burned on site, is a much more carbon-friendly option. The latter is what Southern Oregon University intends to do. Looking for low-carbon options has become somewhat of an obsession of higher ed across the country. Nearly 700 institutions have signed up for the American College and University President's Climate Commitment, setting a carbon neutrality target date and taking steps to meet it. Brett Passanella is with the President's Climate Commitment. He says universities start with efficiency and move on to changing behaviors on campus.
But then after that, then you have to really look at how you're generating heat and electricity on campus.
Passanella says biomass accounted for 41% of all on-campus renewable power generation in 2012. But campus biomass has yet to make it to Oregon, Washington, or Idaho, despite the region's broad availability of fuel. In 2011, the University of Montana retracted a biomass proposal after the community rallied against it. Southern Oregon wants to avoid that fate and recently held a public meeting to address local concerns. Most of the questions focused on pollution and the poor air quality in the Rogue Valley.
See, my voice is a little froggy right now because I live here and my wife likes the window open at night.
Ashland resident John Fisher Smith says he wears masks when the amount of particulate matter is high.
Why not make public health in Ashland the primary first criteria and go from there?
Looking up at the large boilers currently heating SOU, Drew Gilliland says bottom line, biomass is good economics. And it would put the university decades ahead of its deadline to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Jess Burns reporting.